Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. We ask you to bless these words today, and we ask you to let your word take root downward and bear fruit upward in us today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing exists without you. El Shaddai, you are the first and the last. You are life unending. You are infinite. You are incarnate. You are timeless. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the light that shines in the darkness and you cannot be put out. El Shaddai, you are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are unending. You are the giver of life. You are before the foundation of the world. You are He who was and is to come. El Elyon, you are maker and creator of all things. You are our life's breath. You are the light of life. You are our song. You give and none can take away. Your word is yea and amen. You are the good shepherd. You are the promise. You are our seal of approval. You are the mark on our foreheads. You are the healer. In you we live and move and have our being. El Shaddai, you are the rose of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the risen Lord. You are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. You are the anointing. You are the anointed one. You are life. You are God. And there is no other. God is spirit. Everything was called forth from spirit. So the spiritual does take effect in the physical. So now we grow in faith. Now we show forth as children of God. We are living in the most wonderful time because now scripture comes alive. Scripture does not change. The same scriptures that you know, that you have said time and time again, come alive now. Stand, and having done all to stand, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. The scriptures that the Lord wants me to keep reminding you of, they're so familiar. Those who know their God will do exploits. The earth groans for the sons of God to be revealed. Be hot and not lukewarm to Him who overcomes. So yes, I am repeating what the Lord has told me to tell you, because scripture is for now. The word is alive for today. And David's battles help us to get through what we're going through today. So many things continue to be exposed right now. And scripture encourages us in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It says, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined, I say that again, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So that scripture reminds us that if we are alive right now, then we were made before the foundation of the world for such a time as this. We are meant to be here now. And scripture encourages us in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. We have Hannah's prayer. Some people call it Hannah's song. So allow me to just read a few selected verses. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. So talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of the saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the deeds of the earth, and he shall give strength upon his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Hallelujah. So for that word, it encourages us to get excited at what God is doing. I cannot get excited for you. This is all about faith. You have to have faith. Ask the Lord to give you faith, because you simply have to stand. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you fight the good fight. You be a light in the darkness. You call forth miracles, signs, and wonders. You heal the sick and raise the dead in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go be the evangelist God made you to be. I can only declare what the Lord has told me to say. Now, be ye made whole in your faith. Be ye made whole in your body. And be ye made whole in your mind. Can you pray with me if you want to? Would you say, "Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, let my thoughts be your thoughts. Let my desires be your desires. Set me ablaze and make me contagious with you." Oh, hallelujah. I ask the Lord to set me ablaze and make me contagious with him, with his Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the fact is that America belongs to Almighty God. The fact is that America belongs to El Shaddai. And our God is a God of justice. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 81 says, "For the Lord is a God of justice." So, injustice has to be brought to justice. The liar did not think that the word that he put forth, he did not think that we would fight back. I reiterate that the liar of this world did not think that we would fight back. He thought that we would believe what he put in front of our eyes on his TV media and cover our mouths and keep silent. But God's word opposes the enemy with the opposite. So I open my mouth in obedience to God's word. Let the word of God encourage you, that the more ungodliness is revealed, let it draw you closer to Jesus. Run the more into Jesus. Hallelujah. And I call forth President Donald Trump from his anointed position as Cyrus into his appointed position as David. Now that more truth is coming out, I admit I'm hearing things that I did not know. And if I did not know my God, it would have put me in despair. But God, but my God, I declare God is. Now go ye into all the world and seek ye first the kingdom of God. For the Lord says, I know you. For the Lord says, I hear you. For the Lord says, be encouraged. Down through the ages of eternity, that's where my God resides. Now, would you do me the honor of repeating with me Psalm 118? It has a response. The response is where you say, his loving kindness endures forever. I would just like to read a few selected verses, and your response would be, his loving kindness endures forever. So, Psalm 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And his loving kindness endureth forever. Let him now that fear the Lord say, his loving kindness endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. And his loving kindness endures forever. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And his loving kindness endures forever. Now, can we read the last two verses together? Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Thank you for indulging me in that. But I would like to know that if you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, and if you would like to, I would ask you, would you say these words for me? Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I ask you right now to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I repent and turn away from them right now. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me completely, to show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. I hope you could have said those words with me. And I pray that you will enjoy all the fullness that Almighty God has to bring. Please remember that you are a born again, spirit-filled child of God. I bless you and your household completely from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. And I pray Jesus will remain in your life continually. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.